you, Ambassador Newell White, on assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. We thank you for outlining your plans ahead during the Ireland presidency on this August body. Let us take the opportunity as well and extend our gratitude to Peru, Argentina, Switzerland, Egypt, and Bulgaria for assuming the responsibility of taking over the coordinatorship of the subsidiary bodies and assure them of my delegation's cooperation and commitment to engage in constructive and fruitful discussion. We hope that this year's discussion on subsidiary bodies could be a good basis for deep and substantive work in coming year and contribute in bringing back the Conference on Disarmament to its negotiation mood as mandated by SSOD1. As you pointed out, Mr. President, in your introductory remarks, the SBs are mandated to report on its work by consensus to the plenary sessions of the Conference on Disarmament and recommend on future work. At this stage, it is clear that there isn't sufficient time available for the SBs to elaborate the mandated tasks and conclude their work. Accordingly, they should continue their work next year, if so decided by the conference, according to its rules of procedures at the beginning of the 2025 session. Mr. President, on this International Day of Women in Diplomacy, I take the opportunity to extend our congratulations to all women who serve as diplomats around the world, including in the Conference on Disarmament. Their dedication, intelligence, and perseverance are essential in shaping a more just, peaceful, and cooperative global community. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I pass the floor to China, please. Ambassador, you have the floor.